It's been another bloody day in Iraq. More than 30 people have been killed in a series of bombings in two major cities of Baghdad and Karbala.
An explosion took place here targeting the mosque, killing and wounding several people.
Iraqi officials say that a bomber blew his explosives among worshippers as they were leaving a Shia mosque in the capital, Baghdad. At least 17 people died in the explosion. Hours later, multiple car bombs killed at least 16 people in the Shia holy city of Karbala. The blast took place near government offices and left more than 40 others injured. There's been a rise in bomb attacks by the ISIL militant group in Iraq during the last week, claiming scores of lives. Let's bring in our correspondent, Rashan Saghlam, who joins us from Baghdad. She's been following these events closely. Rashan, we spoke recently. What more can you add to the developments there, especially regarding this day, which has been another bloody day?
Yes, unfortunately, we've been witnessing for the past week on daily basis explosions from three at least to six or seven or eight explosions per day that claims the lives of innocent civilians as well as police and army members. The latest that we have today or for now for the hour is that another explosion occurred in near the Mosul Dam, but this explosion was targeting a Peshmerga checkpoint that is over there, and we know that clashes are still going in this area between the Peshmerga fighters and the ISIL militants. However, a suicide bomber was driving a truck full and loaded of explosives and blew himself up in the checkpoint related to the Peshmerga fighters, killed a number of Peshmerga, and of course himself was killed. This is what we have for now. This is a new explosion that targeted an area near the Mosul Dam today. And earlier, we've witnessed an explosion in the middle of Baghdad that targeted a Shia mosque, the Khairat Mosque. It happened at noon. The worshippers were praying the noon prayers, and on their way out of the mosque, the suicide bomber was wearing a explosive belt, and he blew himself up with the, in front of the worshippers. 16 were killed in the capital, and of course, we've witnessed five car bombs in the city of Karbala. Unfortunately, this at this time of the year, the city of Karbala is crowded with worshippers and pilgrims who go there for worship. And we know that the city holds two of the major holy sites for the Shia population. Unfortunately, five cars were bombed today over there, and the number of martyrs rise to around 35, and dozens were wounded in those attacks. Of course, the attacks were near Hussein neighborhood, near the Abbas neighborhood, and two others near the Tawarbij neighborhood. And unfortunately, it claimed the lives of innocent civilians. And we also have to mention here that 18 million worshippers visited Karbala in the past 16 days. And witnessing such explosions at the same day in this area, in particular at this time, is very dangerous and claims the life of innocent civilians or innocent worshippers who go there for worshipping.
Thank you very much for that. Rashan Saghlam there from Baghdad.